What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey everyone, it's Angie and you're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast. Today I have a guest. I know it's my second episode back, but I have a guest and I think this topic is going to be really great. But I'm with someone who has been on the podcast before. He was actually on the Dear Differently Abled episode, which I also have it on the YouTube channel as well. But it's my boy, Ron Rich. And Ron?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. It's been a while since we talked, huh?
It has been a while. Go ahead on and introduce yourself to these listeners.
All right, Sincerely Angie listeners, my name is Ronald Richardson, a.k.a. Ryan Rich, and I am known as the Disabled Warrior, and I'm here to discuss disability and dating. And I was on Angie's podcast a while back. Actually, we are high school classmates, and I hit up on IG and I was like, yo, Angie, I want to talk about disability and dating. And I'm here again to refresh y'all memory and just talk about whatever we want to talk about today and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned, it is going to be disability or disabled in dating, or I would say differently abled. And how that's been for you, because you have been differently abled for how long? Has it been all of your life?
Yeah, I came out of the womb with CP, so it's been all my life. You know, dating has really been a mixed bag for me. I've had a lot of good relationships and I've had a couple of bad ones as well. But I think that biggest strength that I have for me when it comes to dating is I'm upfront with it. I don't try to hide it. And I always leave it up to that person to decide whether or not they want to date me after, you know, they find out what's going on and different things like that. So that's the biggest strength that I had, that I would say I had.
So this means that you meet mostly online, I guess?
In today's day and age, yes, because, you know, that's how we do it these days.
Well, especially with quarantine and not many of us are being able to go out and about like we used to. Yeah, online is probably the way to go.
Right, right. You know, and in the past, before the whole online dating thing got started, I had a couple of girlfriends and been in a couple of relationships, and it did work out. But I think a lot of people had a fear of, okay, he's disabled now, so, you know, what's going to happen later in life? Will I be able to handle that? Well, I don't know if I will be able to handle that. And I think that's why, you know, a lot of people just kind of, like, back away or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know. You say get ghost or whatever the case may be. And then the other part to it is too, even though I'm disabled or differently abled, I'm very independent. And, you know, I'm not the type of person to be held back or held down. So I think too.
Yeah. So for the people who don't know, Ron does have he mentioned CP, that is cerebral or cerebral palsy. And like, as he mentioned, he came out of the womb with it. So he just walks a little bit differently from everyone else. But like he said, I went to school with him. His mental is just the same as anybody else who I went to school with. It has nothing to do mentally. It's just he walks just a tad bit differently from us. I see him on IG. He's on his health kick where he's in the gym. He travels. As you mentioned, you've had girlfriends. You have posted a girlfriend before, so I've seen it. I know that, you know, it's not something that he's created in his head. He actually has had a girlfriend from what I can see. And so what, besides the being upfront about the challenges you have or your different ability, what other challenges do you face when dating? Once they do agree to say, okay, yeah, I'm willing to deal with this, what's another challenge that you could have?
The biggest challenge that I've had from personal experience is, as you know, and you've known this for many years, is that I don't drive. That would be the biggest challenge that I would have going into dating somebody. But for the most part, different women who I've dated in my lifetime, they've understood. And, you know, we've worked it out to where, you know, this is the situation, this is what it's going to be, and, you know, we just work it out amongst ourselves. But you do have some that just can't fathom a man not driving. Mm. And as you know, Angie, like, at first glance, looking at me when, you know, I'm sitting down, you can say there's nothing wrong until I get up and walk. And I stand 6'3", so I think, I don't want to say I fool a lot of women or I fool a lot of people that I've dated, but I kind of like pull the wool over their eyes because they're looking at me like, oh, there's nothing wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact also.
Okay. Yeah, it is fooling. Now, 6'3", I did not know that that's how tall you were. I knew you were tall, but 6'3", I would have never guessed that you're that tall. I watched this video that popped up in my YouTube feed recently where there is a interabled couple that are married and they're about to have their first child. And I didn't know that that's what it was called, interabled, where there's a, I guess, regular person. I don't know what it's considered. And then there's a disabled person, but...
We say able-bodied person.
Able-bodied. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. So an able-bodied person and then a differently abled person. And... this guy who I watched, he's in a wheelchair and his wife is, you know, she's fine. And so I think that it's amazing to be able to dispel a whole lot of myths that come when you're speaking of a disabled person, because when it comes to sex, everybody, the first question they ask if you see a person in a wheelchair is, oh, can they do it? How can they do it? Or, you know, and it's a weird question to be the first question, but I guess that's human nature.
I've experienced that throughout my whole dating life, ever since I've started dating. That is the first question that I've been asked, and I'm here to say I have no problem in that area. To be honest, I'm gonna get on my soapbox here for a minute. When somebody asks that, I always hit them with, all right, "You want to find out?" And they're like, "Whoa, well, wait." And I'm just like, okay, this is my thing with disability and sex. If you are bold enough to ask that, well, then obviously it must have piqued your curiosity to find out. Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just a realist in that area. But to piggyback off of what you asked me even more so, a lot of people just automatically think that because I have cerebral palsy or CP, that if I do engage in sexual activity with a woman and, you know, she gets pregnant, they think that, okay, the child may end up with CP, and that is highly unlikely.
Really?
Yeah, you know, just because I have CP doesn't mean that our child or children are going to have a disability. Now, I may not carry the trait for it, but my child may, and he or she may pass it on to their children. That's just how we, yeah, so.
Okay, so
that explains it for you.
So it's like it is hereditary, but it could skip a generation, or is it not hereditary? It's just a trait that could be found. I don't know.
It's not so much hereditary. It's a trait that can be found.
Okay.
Because I got tested for it years ago, and I don't have the CP trait.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, somebody later on down the line in my family may have it. I think my dad had the trait, my biological dad, he had the trait on my mom. I forgot which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think that it was one of the two who ended up having the trait and pass it along to me. Now mind you, neither one of my parents have CP, so they're fully able-bodied adults, so I was just the lucky one to get it.
Right.
But I don't regret getting it because, I mean, it's caused me to look at the world a lot differently than most.
Mm-hmm.
I've done more things than anybody my age has probably done, traveled all over, and I just lived life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I for sure see you online living your best life. So is there anyone in your, not really immediate family, but like any of your close relatives that may have it? I know you say your mom and dad don't have it, but does anyone in your family that you know of, like maybe a cousin or a great aunt or uncle that may have had it?
The most that I found out is that we carry the sickle cell trait, but we don't carry the trait for CP.
Wow, yeah, you really were the lucky one. And I know that it may be unfortunate to some because they see it as a disability, but it's just differently able, which I don't know your relationship as far as with God go, but he will allow things so that you can be that person or that change that the world needs to see, because he knows that you have the strength for it. And like you said earlier, you call yourself the CP warrior. And from high school, just everything that I've ever known about you, you've always been like, you just never let anything get to you or stop you. I've always seen you moving, always.
I appreciate that. I like to say that, you know, God blessed me with the disability to see things with a third eye. Mm-hmm. You know, I can, the realness in a person before I even have a conversation with them. And it has just given me the strength to do things that I've never done before. And also, having a disability has stopped me from really, like, doing some stuff that I shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. If you catch my drift. Just as far as like hanging out with boys and different things like that, because when I go out, I can get kind of wild, especially my college days. You don't know that side of me, but you know that's
my
another
goodness.
In college, I was kind of I was out there.
You was out there, oh Lord.
But I always had one of my buddies to reel me back in and say, Ryan, yo, like, chill out. And then, you know, it got to some points where when I was in college, I would drink a little bit too much and then, like, lose myself. Mm-hmm. And then it was, dude, you know what, we bring you home, get you some sleep. So it worked out. It worked out. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank God.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so back to the dating aspect of being differently abled. You recently came out of a relationship, and now I assume that you're going to be looking to get into another one, but what are some things you look for in a person when you are searching for a partner? I know you say you have the third eye, but...
You had to hit me with that question. okay. Last relationship that I was in started off great, but honestly, she had some issues that she had to deal with that I couldn't fix. So that's why that ended. But to answer your question, I look for honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I look for a person that I can trust, a person that I can confide in, and a person that's just going to be there when times get rough. Now, you know, a lot of people may say, okay, well, you know, does that mean I have to take care of you? No, I can take care of myself. Mm-hmm. As you know, I live independently. I own my own home. I live by myself. I am, in every sense of the word, a single man. I come and go as I please. But the hardest thing, you know, whether you are disabled or able-bodied, I think today with men and women is being honest,
yeah.
You know, and just being upfront about whatever you have going on, whether it's a disability, whether it's you got baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, whatever hell you got going on, just be honest and be upfront. But I think that most people are allergic to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
I think that trust is highly important. Like you say, you are very independent. I, as a person, a woman, I should say, I do look for trust as well, because at the end of the day, if anything happens to you and you are with someone, you have a significant other, you have to,
right,
number one, also be able to trust that this person is going to have your best interest at heart. You, let's just say they had to make a medical call for you, whether to make any, I'm not going to pick anything, but just to make a medical call for you, you have to trust that this person is going to do what's best for you. So trust is highly important when selecting a partner. And I think that honesty is also the best policy. It's so cliche, but it's true, because if somebody has a situation going on or whatever, they may be honest with me about it and give me the choice to decide if that's what I want to deal with or not. Like you mentioned earlier, you don't keep your CP away from people when you are, you know, getting to know them, because you want to give them that choice to say, yes, this is what I want to deal with or not. And then most of us are ignorant when it comes to certain disabilities, because we're not familiar with them, so we don't know. And I think you have made it comfortable for people to be able to talk to you and ask you, okay, well, what about this? Like, I didn't know it wasn't hereditary. I didn't know that it would not pass on to your child, or the trait could pass on and then whatever. I didn't know that. So it's good that you are open enough and honest enough to be able to educate the people who are misinformed or uneducated in that area.
Yeah, I'm glad that I'm able to do it. it's been a long journey because for a long time, I would try to hide and just try to avoid conversation about it. You know, people close to me, like you, my classmates, everybody that we basically went to school, you know, knew what was going on. But you know, I thank you guys for not treating me any differently. Y'all always, like, treated me like I was one of the crew. And I you know, I am still to this day.
Yeah, you were always cool. Always chill and laid back.
So, yeah, man, I just would tell anybody who's out there who's trying to date, just, first of all, be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be true to who you are first. And they don't have a choice but to respect you and to like you and to like your swag, so to speak. Because I've been told that also, you know, different women that I've dated and different people who I've gone out with and just hung out with, it like, you know, I like your swag, I like your style, you're very confident, and I'm like, I have no choice but to be, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
The
same couple that in the video that I watched, the father of the woman said that when he first met the guy who's in the wheelchair, that you would think he was 6 feet tall, that he had legs because of his personality, his confidence. Like, he said you would never pick him as somebody who had a disability because he just didn't carry himself that way. And I think that that's a great thing, like you said, because you don't want to succumb to your disability or your differently abledness. You don't want to be somebody's victim, like, oh, okay, now I got to carry this around for the rest of my life. No, you took the lemons that you were given and you made lemonade. And, well, like you said, if you were sitting down or even just standing up somewhere, you would never think that, you know, you were until they saw you to start to walk or anything like that. It's just the way you carry yourself. And I think that that's part of the reason why you haven't lacked when it comes to relationships. Like, you could easily find a woman because women are attracted to confidence.
Right. Yeah, they are. That's the whole thing. You have to be, if I was to walk around and just be like, oh, woe is me, you know, I can't find anybody, it probably would be different. But I've always just taken it and just ran with it. Now that I'm newly single and gotten out of a toxic relationship, I'm just kind of taking it easy and just, you know, living a single life for right now. And I'm not opposed to meeting anybody new, but they just have to be secure within themselves.
Yeah.
Be sure that, you know, this is something that they want. And I mean, you know, we all getting older. We're in our late 30s now. We're approaching 40. And
yes.
It's like, you still got people out here playing games.
Yes.
You know,
that was my next question. You mentioned getting out of a toxic relationship. Did you notice the toxicity early on, or did it come later on and then you had to make the choice to, you know, leave? Or because we are in our late 30s, so why people would still be playing games or have these bad behaviors is beyond me. But some people hide it really well. So was it an early thing, or you found it out later, or how did that go? And you don't have to delve too much into it if you don't want to, because I know you don't want to put anybody on blast or anything, but...
We're not going to mention no names, but I'm going to put it out there. All right. I'm going to say this. In the beginning of the relationship, I was open about everything, and, you know, everything was cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a lot of issues that she had to work on. And usually what happens is with people that have low self-esteem about whatever, they usually try to project their issues onto you and try to make you seem like you're the one with the issue, and they always play the victim role.
Right.
So that was one of the things that I had to deal with concerning her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just at a point right now where I'm 37 years old, and, you know, I'm just like, I'm really at peace with who I am and the man that I've become.
Yes.
And you want somebody to be on the same level and have the same vibe as you.
Yes.
And me, as you know, us being Aries.
I was just going to say that. I was waiting for you to hush up so I could say, hey, y'all, this is an Aries brother. Just wanted to let y'all know.
Us being Aries, you know how we can be.
Yes.
We can be very, very stubborn at times.
Very.
And, you know, it's like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that has played a part in it too.
Mm-hmm.
To be completely upfront. So yeah.
I was just talking to my best friend, Anitra. You know her from Instagram, but I was talking to her the other day, and we were talking about how stubborn I am. And I know that there are some things that I need to work on, but there are some things that I'm going to remain stubborn on because I feel so strongly about those things. And when it comes to dating and when it comes to relationship, toxicity has no place in a relationship. Because it can be detrimental to you if you allow it to be. And if you succumb to what they are trying to project on you, your confidence that you once had can become insecurity. And it's, you don't want to lose yourself, especially at this age. We've done way too much in our lives to come to this age and decide to let somebody alter who we've been and what has worked for us consistently, you know?
And, you know, that's the thing. I'm in the process of healing right now. I'm in the process of like just overcoming all of the drama that was sent my way. So, you know, I would tell anybody who's just getting out of a relationship, if you're trying to jump in a relationship or a situationship with somebody, let's say that, it's not gonna work. You gotta take the time to just breathe and do what you have to do, because all you're going to do is, if you decide to jump in a relationship or a situationship with somebody, is project the same shit onto the next person that you deal with, that you dealt with. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, and shout out to my future wife, Anitra. Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break and then come right back. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check, or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. All right, so we're back, and I guess my next question is, how much time do you think you need to heal from the relationship that you got out of before you pursue someone else?
I don't want to put a timeline on it, because, you know, as they say that, you know, when you go through the grieving process, as you know, 4 years ago, actually today, was when I buried my grandmother. And, you know, just seems like just yesterday that, you know, her death and everything happened. So I don't really want to put a timeline on it. You can't put a timeline on grieving, you know, the death of a person. So I don't think you should put a timeline on how long it's going to take you to get into a relationship. It's only been 6 months for me. So, you know, I still have my days, but the thing that's helped me through is my faith in God and, you know, my family. My mom has been my rock, and my grandmother will always be my rock. And, you know, I've been blessed to have a great group of friends around me that call me and check on me and just talk to me and call me up and say, yo, Ryan, we come and get you. Let's get out the house. Let's go eat, do whatever. So, you know, a lot of the tribe that you keep around you, that's what I want to say. The tribe that you keep around you is important and has a lot to do with how you heal.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not putting a definite answer on, you know, when I'll be ready. If she comes along and she's, like I said, we vibe and, you know, she's honest and truthful with herself, then, you know, we can make something happen. But you have to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
Absolutely. So you're not turned off to love right now. If it finds you, or if you find it, you're down for it?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, this, before we hop into anything else, have you been more so of a pursuer, or has women actually approached you or come to you? How has it been as far as, like, the ratio of you reaching out versus somebody else trying to holler at you?
Ooh, you put me on the spot. Yo, I would say I've been pursued more than the pursuer. So, yeah.
Okay, so you shooting your shot at Anitra, is that new for you, or is that kind of like your thing? You do that a lot, though?
I'm putting it out there. I'm just saying. I don't know what I don't know what her situation is. But, yeah, that's a BBW.
can't wait to let her listen to this. I can't wait to send her the clip and say, Ryan coming for your neck now. He coming at you. You better,
Look at me anytime, yo. Hey.
That all is right, too right. funny. Well, I know that love is going to find you again, and you'll find it. I'm sorry for the loss of your grandmother, and you're right about the grieving process. You can't really put a time frame on it. I just pray that everything goes smoothly and the transition from singlehood to your next relationship is smooth. And I know that from based on what you say, you're not going to allow the toxic aspects of the last relationship to alter who you are and your next relationship. So I'm praying for a smooth transition for you.
I appreciate that, man. And I appreciate the opportunity. You giving me the opportunity to be on your show.
Oh, no problem at all. You've started radio again, Dolphin Radio, right?
Yeah, I had to go back home, man. You know, and as most of my classmates know, I work for Intercom/WWL Radio for the past 9 years. Mm-hmm. And I got laid off last year. So I really had to go back to where it all started. Still doing my podcast from home, which I'll be launching a new YouTube channel soon, but it won't be the Ryan Rich and Tony Hickman show. It'll just be Living Life with Cerebral Palsy featuring Ryan Rich. So all that's going to be started in a couple of months, and I'm still doing my thing at Dolphin Radio on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. So, and guys, you can check me out on Instagram. Just search for my Instagram page, Ronald_Richardson_Jr., and search for the Ryan Rich Facebook page also. So that's where you can get in contact with me.
Okay. Yeah, I see that both you and Tony have been pretty busy. I have been looking for some new content from you all, but I know that with Corona and everything that happened, it's just a lot of things have been hard, even with this podcast, just not having the time or space or just even the mentality to do it at a certain point. So I'm happy that you're going to start something up, something new up that'll give us another little peek into your life and what you have going on. I think that you're pretty transparent. So to see a little bit more on a YouTube channel is going to be pretty interesting, and to hear it a little bit more. So that's great.
Yeah. It's coming soon. I'm working on some things. I took a year off from radio, went back to Dolphin Radio, man. I couldn't work the control board to save my life. I was nervous, and I just want to thank everybody who bared with me and, you know, started listening to me again. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all. You had our boy Sir Ty on there recently.
Yeah, man. Shouts out to Ty. Doing big things.
Absolutely. I can't wait to talk to him again. He was on the podcast once before as well. So is there anything else that you wanted to talk about or touch on before we get out of here?
You know, just anybody. It just doesn't have to be a person that has a disability, but I'm talking to my disabled community too, man. Just remain true to yourself, and the right person is going to come for you, and let God work his magic. And let him do what he needs to do so he can put the right person in front of you. Yeah. The biggest thing I want to tell my men out there is some of us, when we get our hearts broken, we can kind of like shut it off. And I was at that point too. I was like, nah, I'm not dating again. I'm not talking to a female. I'm just be by myself. And like, she's going to come in at 12 midnight and be out at 6 in the morning. I went through that phase too.
Really?
I did. Hey, I'm just being honest.
Hey, you know, keep it real.
You know, I went through a phase where it was like, you know what, in at 12 midnight, out at 6 in the morning. And I did that for a good little while. But, you know, you realize we're getting older. And, you know, you're like, you want somebody to be there for you when times get rough. And, you know, you just have to be willing to open yourself up.
Yeah.
And, like I said, the blessing for me was the people who I keep around me. You know, like my friends, you know, shouts out to you. We don't talk as often as much as we should, but knowing that you support my movement and knowing that you like my pictures and everything that you see on Instagram, you know, pertaining to me, that lets me know that you're there.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, just keep it moving, man, and just, you know, try to be the best version of yourself that you can be.
Absolutely.
And they will accept you.
So I saw, real quick, I saw a poll that's been going around recently that says, do you need a man or woman? So I guess for a woman, do you need a man? And for a man, do you need a woman? And I my first thought was, I don't need anybody. I want somebody, but I don't need anybody. But I do think that we were supposed to live on this earth with a partner. I don't think we were meant to live alone. What are your thoughts on that? Do you need or just want somebody?
I think we have the same view on that. I don't necessarily need you. I want you in my life. I'm going to take a shot at my sisters here for a minute. But I'm saying some. I do think some sisters go into relationships saying that he needs me. And when they realize that he doesn't need you,
yeah,
it's like, why am I here? And I'm not downplaying my sisters. I love y'all. But I'm just saying, through my experiences, even with my last relationship, that's what I went through. And I'm just be real with you. She could not handle the fact that I was so independent, you know, that I lived on my own and that I really didn't need her. I wanted her around.
Yeah.
But I do everything myself. So I think, you know, she had some issues with that too.
That's crazy because now that I'm thinking about it, or at least not now that I'm thinking about it, but when you think of people telling you what they want and need, or telling you who they are, and that's when they don't believe you. If you're telling them, you know, hey, I'm an independent person. I don't need assistance. I just can't drive. But then they go into it thinking, oh, I need to help him. I need to help him. And then finding out that he really is who he say he is. He's independent and he doesn't need you to take care of him. He really just, it's a want more so. It's not that he needs you. And, you know, some people, which I forgot to ask this earlier, but some people are addicted to helping people. Like, they feel they want to be that nurturer. They always want to go around and, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do this, and that person may not need that. But have you found in your relationships where you've had a lot of women who felt the need to always want to try and help, although you didn't need it?
Everything you said is facts. I've gone through that with every relationship I've had, even with this past one. And then when they find out that I really am who I say I am, they don't know how to, they can't fathom it.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, you know, dude really is who he says he is. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm me. I don't know, because it takes too much energy and too much strength to lie,
mm-hmm.
you know, because eventually it's going to come out anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I'm just always up front. And, you know, I give them the choice of, okay, I'm just at a point in my life right now where either you do or you don't.
Yeah.
Cut and dry. So, yeah, that's why I'm at with that.
Okay. Well, ladies, I know you hear this smooth talker. But he's taking a break right now. But you don't have to not shoot your shot if you don't want to. He's open for that. But thank you so much, Ron, for coming on the podcast. It's been nice talking to you. This was a very informative conversation because, you know, a lot of that I did not know. And I can't wait till I go back and listen to this. And if I may have missed something, I hope that I can catch it. But I really do appreciate you sharing. And then the topic itself, you know, dating and disabled. I think that to an extent, we all have some sort of disability. It may not be a physical one, but we do, and then we do kind of place limitations on ourselves. But I do think that we, and I don't want to diminish what you have by saying we all have a disability, because I know it could kind of come off as like, oh no, you don't have to try and make me feel any type of way. But we are limited in some ways, but it's just not as prominent or as wide open as maybe CP or something like that.
Right. Oh, you know what? I got a bone to pick with you, though, and I'm putting you on blast on your own show. Oh,
well, now, right. Wait a minute.
All right. So we've been saying for some time that we're going to hang out, we're going to do dinner or something.
No, for our birthdays or something. No, you're right. You're right. I'm not even going to try in front. You're right. We've been saying it for a couple of years now, and it has not happened yet. I think, was it a strip club we were supposed to go to or we were talking about going to?
We talked
about something. I could have sworn it was a strip club because I'm thinking about something on Manhattan. Was it a cabaret? I don't know.
It was. But we'll set it up.
Definitely.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, before we turn 40, please. Like.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, you guys. All right, Ron, tell them one more time where they can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram at Ronald_Richardson_Jr., otherwise known as Ron Rich, on the air. And on Facebook, you could just search for the Ron Rich Facebook page and hit me up, man. And just holler at me. I'm an open book.
And one last question. For the Dolphin Radio, there's a website that they can go to listen to the broadcast, or is it strictly a radio station channel?
The streaming website is www.dolphinradio.org. You can catch me live streaming every Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And if you're in the city of New Orleans or around the campus of Delgado Community College, the radio frequency is 99.1 FM.
Okay, so I'll have the link for that radio station in the show notes, as well as his Instagram and YouTube and Facebook, all of that. Everything will be in the show notes. And again, thank you so much, Ryan. This was great. I enjoyed it.
I appreciate you, and we'll be talking again.
Sure will. Thank you.
All right.
P.S. I'm back with the meme moment for today's episode. I did not have one originally already waiting for this episode, so I went on to Instagram and I searched dating disabled, and I found this tweet from July 23rd of this year. It says, "Dating while disabled is effing traumatic. If there's anything that confirmed disabled people aren't wanted, it's dating. It's being rejected for something completely out of your control, and it affirms the worst insecurities we have about ourselves." So when I saw that, I instantly felt that that could apply to a lot of people, but not to take away from disabled people. I could only imagine the feeling. I tend to sometimes wonder why people go and get work done on their bodies, or if something is wrong with them, they go and fix it. They were born that way. There is a option to change it, and they chose the option to change what was wrong with them. But certain people with disabilities don't have that option. You can't help how you were born. Someone may say, "Your nose is too big." Okay, you can change that. You can go and get a nose job. But someone who does not walk properly, or they may have a cross eye or lazy eye, or they may have some type of speech impediment that was not taken care of early on in life, just anything. If they walk differently, if they have one arm that's shorter than the other, why would somebody make fun of them for something they have absolutely no control over? Even as a child in school, when I would see people get teased, and if you listen to, I say this every episode, but if you listen to the Dear Differently Abled episode, on that episode, I mentioned how I have friends who have things that may be wrong with them, or what people would consider not normal or wrong. And for me, I never brought it to their attention. Like, I never used that against them, because why would I? That's something that they were born with that they couldn't change, or something that happened to them as a child or as a young adult that they had no control over. So why would you tease someone about that? No one wants to be rejected at all, especially when you're dating. And there's an episode that's on my list of episodes to do called, I think I'll call it Dear Standards, but you don't want to be rejected because you're not up to somebody's standard. You don't want to be looked at like something is wrong with you, although we are aware of our, or most of us are aware of our own flaws and faults and disabilities. You don't want to be rejected for it. You want to be accepted for who you are. But that just brings home the fact, or the point, that if somebody is going to love you, they are going to love you regardless of what you have, what you can do, what you can't do. If someone is genuinely going to love you, they are going to love you for you. And those who aren't able to accept you for who you are or how you are, it's probably the best thing that they're not a part of your life. And if you are dealing with someone who consistently brings up your disability or your flaws and your faults, then that's probably not the person for you. There was one other meme that I saw, and this one kind of goes into what Ryan was talking about in the earlier segment. This was a post from about 6 days ago. It says, "Normalize saying I am not healed enough from my previous relationship to give any sound dating advice to you, sis. Because the way a lot of y'all are out here projectile vomiting your bitterness onto other women who are trying to navigate the dating world ain't it." When Ron was saying that he's still healing and he's just going to take his time, most people would take their time after breaking up from a relationship. but the way that he said it lets you know that he's not out here trying to be bitter against anybody. He talked to the fellas, and he also said, hey, ladies, let me tell you this. He's not biased against women because his last relationship didn't work out. He's going through a healing process, and he is not going to allow that to affect how he views love or relationships in the future. And I think that that is something that we need to take into consideration if we are in a relationship or just getting out of a relationship. Just because something is not working out for you, don't allow that to alter your view on how you respond to someone else that may be asking you for advice. So, for example, if you are going through a bad marriage or breakup or a relationship, and your friend is having an issue, don't project what you are going through onto her and say, man, all guys are dogs, or they ain't ish, or whatever the case may be. That's not your place to do that. If you can't give someone sound advice and you're hurting, you should probably just be quiet and heal first. And I think that's my little tidbit on that. That's that on that. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. Any information that you need will be listed below. You can find everything else at sincerelyangiem.com. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.